All right, so JP, what is your big moment of common sense this week?
It's about the collapse of Western science. Does that seem like a deep subject?
Take it away.
What happened to science? There was a time when scientists were just about the most respected people in America. Men in white lab coats showed up in movies to serve one purpose. Whatever they declared, you knew it was the truth. You knew it was the truth because scientists dealt strictly in facts and proof. That was the definition of science. Now you can't trust a scientist to tell you what time it is. If I really needed to know the time, I'd walk past the scientist and ask a lawyer. That's how bad it is. The scientific method and Christianity are the twin pillars of Western civilization. Make no mistake about it. And they're both under attack, oftentimes by the same people. To demonstrate how bad it is, I'm holding the latest issue of Discover magazine in my hands. I would have brought a Scientific American magazine, but that magazine has become so political I refuse to buy one. If you start reading the November issue of Discover, one of the first things you'll come across after the ads end and the magazine actually starts is a column on page 14 titled Saints and Sinners that mentions the damning fact that retracted studies in peer-reviewed scientific journals skyrocketed from 22 in 2001 to 339 in 2010, and 25% of last year's retractions were because of fraud. So it's not just me saying this. Scientists are getting caught red-handed publishing nonsense at unprecedented rates, and a lot of it is being done on purpose. On the very next page, page 15, there's an article titled The Bug with Built-In Sidekicks, which talks about the mealybug. The mealybug apparently lives with a small bacteria inside its cells, and the bacteria itself has an even smaller microbe living inside of it. This is a real-world version of the Russian nesting doll. Turns out none of these three life forms can live without the other two. That's very interesting, right? But after describing the situation, the so-called scientist who studies mealybugs said, "It's really amazing, and frankly, I have no idea how the whole thing works." Then he mentioned that he has no idea how the situation could have evolved either, but finishes the article by saying, "It's a fascinating quirk of evolution." You see what I mean? Here's a guy who admits he doesn't know how these three critters work or how they could have evolved, but then states unequivocally that they did evolve. That's not science. It's some kind of twisted version of religious faith, and the whole field of biology is full of otherwise learned people making the same kind of blind faith judgment calls in favor of Darwinism. Regardless of whether they're right or wrong, their methodology is not scientific, and that's dangerous for the future of science. On page 24 of the magazine, there's a fascinating article about Edwards Air Force Base, where so much of our nation's aircraft experimentation has been done. The author took a tour of the base and wrote about it. You would think there would be little opportunity in an article about an Air Force base to piss me off. But then the author mentioned that he saw an F-22 Raptor, the far and away best tactical fighter on the planet, which our current president decided to stop making. We have less than 20 of them in our arsenal, and our pilots are therefore dependent upon F-16s designed in the 1960s. So I felt my blood pressure start to rise, but continue to read. That's when I learned that our government has modified some of the F-22s we have to run on biofuel made from mustard plants. Are you kidding me? Is there really a scientist somewhere who thinks it will matter to the world's climate whether or not an F-22 protecting the world's freedom and liberty can fly on mustard? If so, somebody find that guy and take away his white coat. He's an idiot. Four pages later, Discover takes on the issue of male sperm. Turns out that worldwide, sperm is deteriorating, partly because of a modern lack of exercise, but also because infertile men keep visiting fertility doctors who harvest whatever sperm the male have and artificially impregnate their wives, which of course passes on whatever genetic proclivity toward bad sperm the men had in the first place. Duh. Did we really need scientific research to tell us this? Didn't Mendel figure this stuff out 150 years ago working with peas? After that, Discover magazine has a long article about America's energy that, oh, so predictably suggests making oil out of algae and takes the politically correct but scientifically bogus position that electric cars are more energy efficient than gasoline cars, which an average high school science student could disprove in about 10 minutes. That is, if the student wasn't being educated by a Prius-driving teacher who believes in the same politically correct nonsense as the Discover editorial staff. Yeah, it's not the current crop of scientists who are messed up. It's not just them. We're raising flotillas of new ones, too. Science classes in high schools and colleges are more like political indoctrination classes. Darwinism has been proved, global warming is the consensus, secondhand smoke kills people, yada, yada, yada. If we don't step up to the plate and take science back from the left-wing activists who are using it to promote political agendas, we're going to see the whole edifice of Western civilization slowly collapse. That's just common sense.
Wow. Mustard, sperm, peas, it's all there, JP. Mustard is dangerous.
Can you believe